Good evening, everyone. This is Michelle, the very proud owner of Skygrinder Style Lounge, and I want to say welcome into the Style Lounge on this, but I'm glad to be back, and I'm so happy that you are joining me on this evening. Well, this evening, I'm excited because I'm going to talk about the five things that keep you from starting your business. I constantly run into women who are not starting their business. They know that they should be. They have tons of journals, books, and great ideas. They're creative. They've been wanting to do this for a long time, but just somehow they have obstacles that are in their way that is hindering them from being able to start that business. And I want to talk about the five hindrances or the five obstacles that you are running into for not starting your business. I want to tell you, the age that we live in right now, there should be no reason why you have not started your business already. And so as we talk about these topics, I'm hoping, of course, that not only are you able to identify these obstacles in your life, but I'm looking to give you solutions and ways for you to overcome those obstacles. Why? So that you can get that business started. 2019, it is time for you to start that business. So let's jump right ahead and let's get right into it. The number one obstacle that I find that women run into when it comes to starting their business, for some, is their age. They've allowed others to whisper in their ear, share with them, and tell them that, hey, you know what? Quite frankly, you're too old to start a business. Who do you think you are? Why, after all this time of being in corporate America, after knowing that your pension you're going to get soon, or, you know, it's going to be time for you to retire in 15 years, why in the world would you decide to want to become an entrepreneur now? Don't you know your children are in college? Don't you know one's in high school, they're going to graduate? What are you going to do for money? How are you going to sustain yourself? Why would you have such a crazy idea? Guess what, ladies? If any of those have been the words coming from your so-called friends, your coworkers, or those that you associate with, I want you to immediately shut the door on that type of conversation. You cannot tell everyone your dream. Just like Joseph in the Bible, there were dream stealers and dream thieves all around him. He was excited. He was happy to tell his dream. And guess what? It was even to his own brothers that really hated him and despised him because of that dream. So I want to encourage you, don't share and tell your dream with everyone. Make sure you're very selective about who you share that dream with. Make sure it's someone who's in your corner, who's supportive of you, and someone who really has your back. And if you don't have any of those kinds of individuals around you, then I encourage you to seek out an accountability partner or even a coach to be able to share that intimate dream information with. And if no one is around for now and you can't afford that accountability coach or accountability partner, I want you to begin to journal. I know. Everyone's telling you to journal. You're saying, Michelle, I have tons and tons of journals. That's okay. I'm going to be able to help you with those. But when you don't have these individuals around you that I'm speaking of, I want you to begin to journal down your ideas. I want you to begin to write out the vision and the mission statement of what your ideas are. I want you to begin to create a brand story. I want you to begin to create what the actual story of what you want to say to people. I want you to tell people who you are. I want you to know who that audience is, who's going to be your listeners. So I want you to write it down as if you're actually standing in front of your ideal client, your ideal audience, and you're telling them who you are and how you're going to help solve their problems, what value you're bringing to them, and what even inspired you and motivated you to even begin such a journey of helping them. So don't worry about your age. It doesn't matter. Age is just a number. It is something, of course, that is specific to who you are and this time that you've been on the earth. But guess what? It is not a deterrent to when you can actually start that business. So I encourage you to start it now, no matter if you're 25, 32, 49, 54, 63, 18, 16, 12, you get the point. It doesn't matter what your age is. The number two obstacle I have run into that I've found and I've heard that women have allowed to stop them from starting that business is fear. That's right, that F word, fear. Fear comes to intimidate you. Fear comes to shut you down. Fear comes to give you outcomes that haven't even really occurred yet. Fear comes to really hinder you from your purpose and your destiny. And quite frankly, fear sucks. Fear comes to tell you, hey, you can't make it. How are you going to survive? How are you going to feed yourself? How are you going to feed your family? What is your husband going to think? What is your neighbor going to think? What about your coworkers? What about those that will see you in church? Those that will see you in certain circles? What will they think? You know what? I'm going to tell you to get fear out of your life and replace it with faith. Because fear a lot of times will have you think about things that are not even there yet. Things that have not even come about. But because your mind is constantly going and trying to figure out what if this happens, what if that happens. Guess what? When you start that business, that fear, those things have not even occurred yet. But those ideas, those scary places or those places of intimidation are coming to make you think that failure is on the horizon. Guess what, my friend? There is nothing to fear. There is nothing wrong with failure. Why? Because really, I don't count anything as a failure, because if you're in Christ Jesus, everything works together for the good of those who love God and who are called according to his purpose by his son, Christ Jesus. Everything that takes place in your life can be for profit. Everything that takes place in your life can be used still to the glory of God. Guess what? If it doesn't turn out the way that you anticipated and hope for it to turn out, but there is an expected end that does come, guess what? There's something to be learned in that expected end. There's something to be shared, something to be seen, something to be developed and experienced in you that you get to share with someone else. So don't count and take anything as a failure. Well, I've gotten a little bit off of the path, a little bit. But we're talking about fear. I want to encourage you to replace that fear with faith. Now, there is just cause for fear in our lives. Of course, when things are coming that are dangerous, when things that are impeding that could possibly hurt us, okay, quite frankly, there is that emotion of fear. So now we're not talking about that type of fear. We're not talking about you walking into danger, you walking into something, of course, inevitably that is going to be harmful for you. But fear is a natural response to something that you are unfamiliar with. You've never been in this territory before. You've never walked this particular path before. You've never been able to associate your life in this place before. Why? Especially if you've always been in a 9-to-5 your whole life. If you've always been in a position that you've always had a paycheck from someone else, or you've been helping to build someone else's vision. So I'm going to encourage you to say that fear is healthy. You just don't want to sit there. You don't want to stay there. You don't want to ponder on it. And you definitely don't want to take its advice. So I encourage you to replace your fear with faith. Why? Because faith helps you to be able to see beyond what you can naturally see. Faith helps you to know that even though I can't see it, I'm fully persuaded that what it is that I'm expected to reach and get and receive, that I'm going to have it. Why? Because the Word of God tells me that I can. Why? Because I don't have to be able to see it to know that it's going to come to pass. My faith tells me that it is. My faith is that substance of the things hoped for, but the evidence of the things that I cannot see. So I want you to replace fear with faith. The third obstacle that I realized that women allow to hinder them is procrastination. That's right, I said it, that P word, procrastination. Procrastination has a lot of legs to it. I'm just going to come from the angle of a few of them on tonight. But another obstacle that hinders women from being able to start that business is procrastination. And a lot of times procrastination can come about for so many reasons, but I won't turn this particular episode into the procrastination episode, but I will talk a little bit about what are some things that actually cause procrastination. And a lot of times it's the way that you think, your mindset. Your mindset can actually trigger you into living a life of a vicious cycle of procrastination. Why? Because it mainly deals with what you think about yourself, what you say to yourself, how you feel about yourself, and how you see yourself. And I know right now you're thinking, okay, Michelle, what does procrastination have to do with all of those things that you just said? Well, they have a lot to do with procrastination, because for one, the way that you think about yourself is how you're going to view and see things. right? It's going to affect how you feel about yourself, and it's definitely going to affect what you say to yourself when it comes to a project, when it comes to something new, when it comes to an endeavor that you need to take on, when it comes to your ability, when it comes to you walking in confidence, right? So procrastination does deal with those things that I've just spoke about. And so we're going to talk about also too with procrastination, we're going to talk about PT versus PT. Procrastinator talk versus productivity talk. Well, let me tell you right off bat, if you find yourself making endless excuses, then you know that you're procrastinating. If you find yourself taking actionable steps to the things that you say that you were going to do, that's productivity talk. So PT versus PT. Procrastinator talk is excuses versus PT. Another PT is productivity talk, which that is action, just straight out on slut action. Whether it's 5 minutes, 15 minutes per day, 20 minutes per day, 30 minutes per day, it is action. Moving towards another step closer to your goals, your dreams, starting that business is action. Don't let anyone ever tell you that, oh, you've only spent 15 minutes today working on your business. Guess what, girlfriend? 15 minutes is 15 minutes more than what you might have done from the previous day, especially if you did nothing. So I want to encourage you, take small steps. If you're someone who has a very busy life, you're a mother, you're a wife, you're in college, you have your hands in a lot of things, or maybe you just don't know where to start, I want to encourage you to take 15 solid quality minutes to work on your business today. Even start it right now, right after this podcast. So even if you haven't done it all the way up to this point, but if you start with that 15 minutes, I guarantee you, not only are you going to feel better about yourself, but you got 15 minutes of quality time that you put into starting and establishing your business. And guess what? If you didn't have that 15 minutes yesterday, you're already ahead 15 minutes. Another common thing that takes place with common excuses are our time, right? Some ladies tend to always talk about how much time they don't have. Now, you just hear me mention too, well, what if you're someone who's very busy in your time and things like that? But that's not what I'm talking about. Time, being a time procrastinator, is you set a time to do something, but then you change your mind. Or you set out in your mind, I'm going to do something at this particular time, and you don't do it. Right? So it's always saying what you're going to do, but never going about doing it, or setting a time to do something, but you don't keep the commitment to yourself to actually fulfill that time with doing that specific thing that you said that you were going to do. Another procrastinating thing that I found that women will do is their feelings. They will put their feelings ahead of those decisions that they know that they need to make. Right? Whether they're tired, whether they've had long days, whether they just plain frankly don't feel like it. Guess what? A lot of times you're not going to feel like doing a whole lot of things. And so you cannot allow your life to be led by your feelings. So procrastinating too will be relative to your feelings, because your feelings will never, never, ever put you in a place where you may always want to do something. But guess what? Whether your feelings are on board or not, you can take control of that, and you can go ahead and do the thing that you know that you're supposed to do, and don't allow those feelings to betray you. Don't allow those feelings to control you. Don't allow those feelings to lead you down the path that you don't really want to go. Also, too, another reason why women procrastinate is because they're not motivated. I hear so many women tell me, guess what, Michelle? Just some days, frankly, I am just not motivated. Guess what? You're not alone. Sometimes I'm not motivated either to do the things that I need to do, but because I know they need to be done, I get those things done. So whether you're motivated or not, some days you're not. Quite frankly, just some days you will not be motivated to do what it is that you need to do. But in not being motivated, you have to remind yourself of your why. You got to remind yourself of the passion and the love that you have for the area that you want to start that business in. You have to remind yourself, why do I want to do this? Who do I want to help? Who do I want to bring value to? Whose life or lives do I want to change? So you got to know your why. And you have to always know, again, this goes back to our feelings, that your feelings are not going to always be on board. But even when they're not on board, you need to know what your why is. And guess what, ladies? Your why has to be bigger than your family. Your why has to be bigger than your children. Your why has to really be something that's really centered focus for you to what you want to do, your purpose that you need to fulfill in life, and whose life you ultimately want to change and impact and make greater. So you got to know what your why is. So when those days that you're not motivated, you still can see where you need to go and what you need to do. Right? And quite frankly, sometimes it goes back to those feelings again, where it's your thoughts are saying, your body is saying, I just don't want to. Well, guess what? A parked car will never get moving, right? A parked car will never go where it needs to go, will never arrive to that destination. So quite frankly, if you decide that you just don't want to do it, then guess what? It's not going to get done. But I'm here to encourage you tonight. Don't talk yourself out of your blessing. Don't talk yourself out of blessing and encouraging, inspiring, and changing someone else's life. Don't talk yourself out of it. I'm going to encourage you to say, close the doors of your ears off to others and even yourself of not being motivated to do the things that you know that you need to do. But I want to encourage you to fight back. How do you fight back? Just like I said, close your ears off to the naysayers. Begin to read the Word of God. Begin to meditate on the Word of God. Begin to write down mantras for yourself, words of encouragement, words of inspiration. Be able to find things in your life to encourage you, to inspire you. Be able to forgive. Be able to release the things that take place in your day. Be able to release the negative things, the negative thoughts, the negative feelings. Release worry. Right? Stop trying to figure everything out. I want to encourage you to make your life and this process as simple as possible. Make it as easy as possible. Why? Because you're going to have some rough roads ahead. You're going to have some bumpy things that you encounter. Don't start there, right? So start this as seamless, as simple, as easy, and as smooth as you possibly can. And also too, having productivity talk. So that's a part of having productivity talk. Productivity dialogue tells you that you can do it. Productivity dialogue tells you I can take the actionable steps that I need to take to do what it is that I need to do, regardless of who's not in support of me, regardless who's not inspiring me. Productivity talk says I'm going to do it, even if it's 10 minutes. Michelle told me 15 minutes of quality time, starting that business, working on it after 9 to 5, taking care of the kids, ministry, volunteering, all these things that I know that you have on your plate. But that's action. That's productivity talk, telling yourself that you can do it. Productivity talk is letting you know that your outcome is going to be far greater than if you didn't decide to do anything at all, no matter how small it is. Just know that every little step, even a small step, is something more than what you had the day before. And as you keep taking those small steps, guess what? They're going to build up to become much larger steps, more time invested, until when you go to look back, you're now spending countless hours of taking care of your business. You're actually now in business full time. So be encouraged. Be encouraged with productivity talk, not the procrastinating talk, which involves making excuses. And then let's go on to number three. Let's go to number four. The number four obstacle to why some women have not started their business yet. And it is money. It is money. I know some of you may have businesses, of course, that their startup fees may be much more than some of us when we've started our business. I know I've started my business. When I initially started my business, I probably started it with about $100. So I've read different blogs, different articles, and things like that. There are some businesses that actually can be started with less than $100. You may say, Michelle, well, that's not the type of business I have. I have a business that I need to start. I have a business plan. I need to get a loan from the bank, so forth and so on. Well, I want to encourage you, don't let money be the hindrance or be the thing that stops you from starting your business. Don't let it do that.
And if money is a key obstacle for you, what are some ways that you can cut back on your finances? What are some ways that you can actually live below your means so that you can start taking money from your paycheck, from your side hustle, from you doing the things that you love to do to help build in actually starting that business, right? What is some money that you can begin to borrow against yourself? How about taking part of your tax refund? Of course, if you're in a family, you have a husband, a spouse, and children, you may not be able to take that full tax refund, but what about taking a portion of that tax refund to invest into your business? Now, you may say, if I take a portion of it, Michelle, I'm not quite ready to do that this year, that's okay. But if what if you could project between taking a portion of your income tax check or refund from this year, along with cutting back on your expenses, and then projecting that next year's portion of your tax refund, then you'll be ready to start that business. So you got to find creative ways of how you can actually cut back in your finances this year, and what are some additional things that you can do to help create additional funds. I can definitely do a podcast on that, or what are some ways that you can actually earn additional income while you're still in your 9-to-5, while you're still setting aside money for the startup of your business, right? Why not also to look for investors if you're willing to do that? So there are so many different ways for you to be able to do that. So many different ways for you to be able to create the income that you need to start that business. And again, depending on your business that you're in, do the research to see what would be the startup cost for you actually starting your business. If it's not now, 3 months from now. If it's not 3 months from now, 6 months from now, 8 months from now, what would be the actual cost of you starting up that business? And then guess what? Being able to put it out there to help and see if you can have some individuals that help support your vision financially, getting investors to be able to help you with this. And the fifth obstacle that women tend to have about starting that business is doubt. And we've already talked about motivation, but doubt, not being confident in who you are, your abilities, and who God has created you to be. You not really knowing who you are and what it is that you can actually bring to the table. Why? And that may have come about through life, you just being beat down, not being valued, not being honor, not being esteemed. You know, there could be so many different reasons why you doubt yourself. You may be management in a Fortune 500 company. You may be someone very high up on the ladder when it comes to your employer. But when it comes to you starting your own business, you doubt your abilities. And I want to say why. Don't doubt your abilities. If you have been running and administrating in a Fortune 500 company, if you have been getting that particular company, the vision of someone else, up to par and beyond the level of where it needs to be, why can you not do that for yourself? Quite frankly, you can. I'm going to tell you, you can. If you are working in excellence where you are, if you are partnering with the company where you are, if you are helping to make someone else's vision come to pass, and you are a great asset to that company, guess what? You can absolutely 1,000% do it for yourself. I don't understand why you think you could not. I'm here to let you know you can. You can. You are more than capable, more than able than actually creating that business for yourself. You may say, well, Michelle, I'm not as disciplined that I need to because I go and work for someone else. I know I have to get up. I know I have to be there on time and all these different things. So if time management is your issue, accountability is your issue, guess what? That still doesn't stop you from being able to be your own boss. All that means is you need some help. You need some additional support to help you get to a point to where you can become sustainable with getting up on time, getting certain projects done, meeting certain deadlines and things like that, because you've been used to meeting that in your corporate 9-to-5 for however long you've been able to do that. And again, that's where accountability partners come in. That's where coaches come in. Those are some key individuals that you can get in place to help you, right? Even help to encourage you, even in that area of self-doubt where you no longer are doubting yourself and your abilities, and being able again to plainly write out the pros and the cons of where you are and what you've been doing and how long you've been doing it. And then I want you to simply write out what would be the things that you need to do in your own business and your abilities and you being able to do them. I want you to begin to write those things out so that you can plainly see that you're capable. You're more than capable of being able to get the job done. You're more than capable of being able to start your own business. You're more than capable of being able to flourish. And guess what? A lot of times I've known women that left their corporate jobs, their 9-to-5, and they far excelled way beyond what they would ever excel in a corporate 9-to-5, whether they were there 15 years, 20 years, 25 years, 30 years. They're able to make it in their own business 5 years in, 7 years in, 3 years in, and make the money triple time of what they would have made investing into a corporate job, a nonprofit job, investing in someone else's vision for half of their lives. So you don't have to believe me. Try it for yourself. I encourage you to take the actionable steps that you need to do to quit your 9-to-5 with a plan, to start that business, to stop procrastinating, start having more productivity talk with yourself, being able to hire an accountability partner, a coach, a mentor, someone that can help you on the journey that it is that you've been longing to get on. So I wanted to encourage you to do that. I hopefully help you to be able to take one more step towards your vision, one more step towards your goal, one more step towards stopping that procrastinating cycle in your life. And quite frankly, I'm here for you. So if you have any questions, you want to reach out to me, please make sure that not only do you share this podcast out, share it with friends, share it with others, make sure that you listen to it over and over again. Make sure that you write down some of those notes and encouraging things that I've shared with you to help inspire you, to get you motivated, to get you on the path to starting your own business. If you want to connect with me, please go over to my Instagram page on Skygrinder Style Lounge. Please go over to my email list. Please send me a message. Let's connect. I do accountability coaching, support coaching. I'm there for you. So I hope that if you enjoyed this segment, please make sure that you come back again. I will have weekly podcasts coming up new every Friday. I'm going to do them, or maybe I'll do them even more than every Friday. But as you have a topic or subject or something that you would like for me to address, something that you would like for us to discuss, please make sure that you shoot me over a message to let me know what you would like to hear from me. And so again, I'm Michelle, the very proud owner of Skygrinder Style Lounge. Thank you so much for joining me this evening in the Style Lounge, and I hope to talk with you real soon. Bye.